I don't know about many of you, but again, Easter is that time where a lot of memories come forward for me. Memories of obviously growing up, memories of watching my family grow up. Last night, I was very much reminded of that as I hung out with some senior high youth, and we hung out here at church, and I know they went and had a good time together, but after that, I had to run and make sure that I was had all the pieces of the puzzle for today put together. And I really realized how old I am and how I need to quit being maybe so vain in many ways. But I had to run to the store. And so I went up to West Main, and I went to the mall there. I was going to run in Five Below, grab a few things, park my car, look to see whether or not they were open. And all of a sudden, I noticed that there's this big dog in the ladies' clothing shop next door to Five Below. You know Maurice's? It's the name of it. So it's all this ladies' clothing, and here is this big black and gray dog running around the front of the building. And I'm like, what is that doing in a woman's clothing store? So I get out of my car, and I kind of do a once over, and I look, and all of a sudden I realize that it's a woman bent over, cleaning up things in the front of the... I thought, man, am I getting old? I'm getting old. Oh, so I'm going to wear my glasses more, I guess. I don't know. I'm glad I didn't go and try to pet it or anything, but I don't know, you know. It was a little rough. It was a little rough. Oh, this morning we continue and we complete a journey. If you're a visitor, over the last 6 weeks, we have looked at prayer and we have looked at the Lord's Prayer. And we have recited prior to going to the Word and to the message, the Lord's Prayer. Just so you know, we've been doing it in a certain format that was developed or, again, looks at kind of language choices. It should be coming out. There we go. And so this is the version, shall we say, of the Lord's Prayer that we've been reciting together. And so I just invite everyone here to join with me as we turn to the Word of God and as we turn to the lesson to first go and to... pray this prayer, recite this prayer together. Join with me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from times of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As I've said, the past 6 weeks, we've been looking at prayer. Looking at it because the disciples wanted to know how to pray. And when they asked that question, Jesus responded by teaching them this prayer. And he taught them this prayer not just as a way to repeat it and to memorize it and leave it at that, but to give them an outline where they could fill in some of the blanks, understanding that the way that they talked about their lives, the things that they might need, the way that they might praise God, were going to be a little different. And yet the core was there via this prayer. Now many of you are saying, okay, Pastor Paul, it's Easter. Easter. It's about the resurrection. This is about eternal life. This is about that, you know, big exclamation point in the gospel message. Why are we talking about prayer? And yes, I'm going to say to you, I think it really fits well. It fits well for this reason. This is a great day. Don't get me wrong. This is the best day. Many of us here know the story. If you've sang any of the songs, if you've heard anything this morning, you've already heard it's about the love of God come to earth, crucified, and resurrected. That is it. It is a great day. It is a great story. It is a great message. But is that all it is? Is that it? That we've gotten together here, hey, we're going to celebrate this for an hour, and as soon as we leave here, it's done. Maybe we'll go home and we'll eat dinner with our loved ones, and maybe we'll talk about, you know, sounding like animals at church, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's done. It's one day. It's 1 hour. There's nothing that kind of journeys forward with us. Or is Easter a way of life? Not a day, but a way. A way of relationship. A way in which we are here every day. That Easter lives in us every day. Prayer moves us from a day to a way. Prayer moves us from a day to a way of life, a way of living, a way of overcoming, a way of celebrating that, again, this world cannot take away. And so when we think about this prayer and when we think about Jesus saying to his disciples, live in a manner and pray in a manner in which this becomes your way of living. It's not just about an hour. It's about every moment of our lives. Psalm 42, verse 1, it says, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants or longs for you, my God. My soul thirsts for you, the living God. When can I go and meet you, God? When you think about your life, does that describe it? Are you panting for God? Are you longing for God? Are you searching for that living God in every moment of your life? I read a story, and it was a story about a father and son who decided to go on one of those adventures. They decided to go to the Great Barrier Reef. They were going to go and they were going to see the amazing creation that God had made in the ocean. They journeyed there, and as they journeyed there, they chartered that boat. They went out to, again, discover, explore. But there was a little bit of a challenge. And the challenge was this. The son had taken the time prior to the trip to learn how to scuba dive. And the father just didn't have the time. And so when they got there, they both got into the water. They both began to kind of cruise along the surface of the ocean, looking in to this amazing coral reef and all the life. But suddenly the son went deep. The son was able to, again, take that next step and go into the deep and actually be right there next to that piece of life where dad just stood on the surface, splashing around, snorkeling, looking down longingly at his son and at that coral reef and all the life below. Does that describe our prayer life? That so many of us simply swim along top, We kind of snorkel through life. We never really dive deep. We really never get down to the rock. We never get down to the coral reef. We never get down to the life because we're just paddling along on the surface. The surface where it's windy. The surface where it's wavy. The surface where it's noisy. Where all these things get in the way of really connecting with the life. Really connecting with the power of life in that reef. We're unable to dive deep. To dive deep where it's quiet. It's peaceful. To dive deep where you can be one with the reef, one with God. To dive deep where you're surrounded by the life and the power of the life. We struggle. And we as people have got to ask ourselves, do we long to go deep? Do we long for the presence of God? Do we truly pant and fight and scratch to connect in a deeper way with the living God? Or is it one day? Is it 1 hour? A couple of cool songs? You see, prayer is about going deep. Prayer is about the power of diving in completely. Prayer is about connecting. Connecting with Jesus, who we today celebrate is risen and alive and waiting for us to dive in. Do we long for that living God in our lives? And then Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. You see, it's one day. It's one day, it's a few songs, it's maybe some ham when we get back to the house. Then it's a nap. Then we kind of fuss through the rest of the day, and then there's tomorrow. Do we put this into practice? Or when we leave here, is it over? Because Jesus says very clearly, we're called to put it into practice. Not just surface again, not just splashing around on type, but to really dig deep and to make it a way of life. Not a passing fancy. Again, think about it, however you want. That new outfit that you wanted so bad and in a month's time it's out of fashion. The new golf club that will help you hit the ball further and yet 6 months later it doesn't really help at all. Oh, and by the way, that amazing restaurant that's downtown and yet a year later it's gone. Is that the way it is for us and God, or is it put into practice and a new way of living? You see, if we are people of prayer, if we are people of going deep instead of just snorkeling, then we will need to make, hear me clearly, a paradigm shift. Paradigm shift. What do I mean? First of all, prayer and our lives are no longer just a list of requests. Oh, Lord, by the way, I need this, and I could really use this, and I'd like it in this color, and I'd like it on this day, and amen. But that paradigm shift makes prayer about a relationship. When we make that paradigm shift, we begin to confess every day. Why? Because then Jesus knows our heart. We get into the Word, because in the Word there are examples of prayer, and the Word itself can be prayer. We discover that secret place where God and I connect, where you and God can speak. We make prayer a priority. Because when we make prayer the priority, then we are building on the rock. then today isn't just a day, but it's a way of living every day, every moment, where we are with a living God, living Savior, that we truly do pant, that we truly do long, that we truly do connect, that we dive deep to the reef, the life-giving rock, and we live our life there. And so today, again, we need to ask that question. Do we snorkel or do we dive deep? Do we put it into practice? Are we building our house on the rock? And then the reality of, shall we say, this world, where it says in 2 Timothy 4, in the presence of God and of Christ, who will be the judge and the living and the dead, and the view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season, out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men and women will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers who say what their itching ears want them to hear. Folks, this morning is not about itching ears. This morning is not about sound doctrine. This is not about not sound doctrine. This is about a risen Savior. This is about a living God. This is about Easter that isn't about a day or an hour, but it's a way of living that can change your life, that can shape your tomorrow. And it's there that you need to find that hope, that we can preach it, that we can teach it, that we can live it, because we know that diving deep, that setting our lives on the rock is the way of eternal life, is the way of hope, of facing tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. That is the doctrine. That is the teaching that brings that hope. And so again, is it just rah-rah Easter? Woo! One day? Is it just a couple of Easter songs and it's gone tomorrow? Or do we go deeper? Do we open up and begin that relationship? Do we, on a daily basis, develop that connection with a living God? So again, it is Easter. And with Easter at hand, we each have to ask ourselves, are we going to go snorkeling? Or are we going to go scuba diving? Are we going to long and to pant after the living God? Are we going to make the paradigm shift that says, this isn't just a tradition, but this is my way of life? Are we going to build our lives on the rock, on the living reef, where life teems and new life begins? And there is a teeming sense of joy and celebration. Or is it just a day? Is it just an hour? Is our prayer life nothing more than a shopping list for this God who we every now and then pull out of the bottle? Today is a day to connect, to commit, to take the snorkel off, put the scuba gear on, and go deep to make that real and life-changing connection with God. It's Easter, not for a day, but every day, a way of connecting with God. Diving deep to that life-giving rock, that life-giving reef, Is that where that relationship is at for you?